that I'm definitely interested in.
Right. No, I get that. And I'm getting the price for you now. That way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can get you in there. Hang on here.
So now it just, all right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I'm just bringing him over. Give me 1 second.
Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Robert?
Yes.
Hey, Robert. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
How you doing? Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I love your name. My best friend in the world and my older brother is Robert. So. But I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I got the coffee going here, and Tara's flagging me down, asking me to jump on the line with you. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
If you could just, I'm so new to it. I just started my business. I've been in the construction industry since I was 18, though. Mm-hmm. I'm 35.
Oh, wow.
So what everything it does for me is it just gets me out there right when I'm first being searched, or like when people are searching in the area.
For the Google listing, yes.
There's
more that we do for your business aside from just the Google listing, mostly because it's required in order for you to have the business profile maintained properly on Google.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of different things that we're going to do for your company. But if we were to put it in layman's terms, just to kind of keep things as simple as possible, we make it so that every time somebody in the area, you choose the service area, up to a 40-mile radius for these local listings. You can make it smaller if you like. But anytime somebody in your area types in a keyword term or phrase that's in your industry that we're optimizing you for or listing you for, they'll see you as a top recommended option. So the reason I say it that way is because we're not just going to throw you in the flooring category and – you know, have you up there, just have people randomly calling you for random things. You know, we customize the campaign with you. You sit in a client interview and you tell us what you do and don't do, and that's what we list you for, so that way we can make sure the calls that you're receiving are within those areas and they're qualified candidates that aren't wasting your time or the end user's time.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, another question. As far as websites, do you offer anything regarding that?
Yes, we offer custom website designs to all of our clients.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, websites.
I didn't know if that was some. Okay, cool. That's what I was. All right, because what had happened, I don't know. I was speaking with the other employee. What's her name? I'm sorry, I'm horrible.
Tara. Tara. It's okay.
Sarah.
Tara with a T, like Sarah.
Tara. Tara was it? Okay. And with Kara, and when I was talking to her, I was mentioning how I was with Town Square had contacted me last week.
Okay.
So I'm assuming, I didn't do anything with them, you know, because I didn't have time.
Okay.
To sit down and listen.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming, is that something similar?
Yeah, I mean, similar in a way. We started out doing exactly what Town Square does, which is local SEO services. It's search engine optimization. So it's like fancy type of programming that helps you increase your rankings for certain searches, right? But over time, Google's kind of threaded through them. Like we started in 2004. We became a Google partner in 2015, not by choice. It was like become a Google partner or get shut down. You know, we were doing fine operating on our own. Yeah, they just didn't want people promising first page placement without actually being a Google partner. And then there's still some companies like Town Square that are existing without actually being Google partners. So that's the only reason why I was like, you know. I mean, they could increase your ranking, but the ranking that you would achieve wouldn't be a verified Google listing, like a verified local maps listing either. It would be like the organic search results. So it would be those guys that show up randomly under the map there.
All right.
So they can still get you on page one.
That.
Yeah, it's just different type of placement. Obviously, the higher you rank, the better your results are going to be, and obviously the more consistent your results are going to be. Because Google has an algorithm, which is like a fancy word for a math problem that updates weekly.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Super technical answers. I always do that. Mm-hmm.
So is it good to, like, keep, you know, obviously every time you finish a job, have a customer review you? Is there any other things that, are good to do for that?
Yeah, we have an account dashboard. Well, it's not just reviews. I mean, Epoxy Flooring Experts is a flooring store, has no reviews whatsoever. They're fairly new, but they rank on the first page in Crown Point.
Yeah.
So it's not based on your reviews. You know, I have guys no reviews, no site, and we can put them up there.
Well, yeah, because you got to start somewhere. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
It's about having a listing become available within your industry and service area, and then obviously soliciting that spot is going to drive all the traffic and attention your way. You know,
exactly.
So, a big reason why you qualified for this is, you know, we did see that you were doing some other things, and we're going, okay, well, we know from our experience it makes more sense to list yourself independently on Google than to use like a pay-per-lead system. A lot of the pay-per-lead systems out there, like HomeAdvisor or Angie's List.
I'm on both of them, and I got on HomeAdvisor, and I'm about to cancel it. I didn't even really need it because I have my own, I have a good word-of-mouth system, you know.
Very nice.
I did it necessarily because I was like just start, you know, like actually full blown now going into business. So I just wanted to make sure I always had work coming in.
Yeah.
You know, constant work. And I almost am like, ugh, I don't even want to deal with it. Like I've actually been with Thumbtack for a long time.
Yeah, I like Thumbtack.
And I do very well with Thumbtack because I have a very good profile. I've got tons of reviews and whatnot. So I've been with them for a long time. So I get a lot of jobs with them.
Mm-hmm.
But HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, where they combined, I don't really like it.
Yeah, they're actually owned by the same company, but, you know.
Yeah, they combined.
I agree 100%. Like, word of mouth is the best thing. Google is basically just an online word of mouth chain. You know, sometimes people don't have a buddy that knows a flooring guy, so, you know, they could always pull out their phone and look up flooring contractors.
Done it.
Yeah,
I did it not that long ago. I was just thinking about it.
Yeah, my kids think that I'm a like my grandfather, like I know where everything is, and I'm like a living GPS, but it's not true. I just Google it.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. So it's the best.
And
thing,
that's
you know,
kind
we
of
tell people. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
No, I was saying we tell people you haven't officially started your business yet until you've verified it on Google and got yourself showing up in front of your potential customers.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt.
Yeah. But this
and
way...
I was like, man, I have so much... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off again.
No. I do it all the time. It could be me.
Okay. Sorry about that. No, what I was saying, I mean, this way you won't have to pay per lead or click or call. The reason I was bringing up HomeAdvisor or Angie's is because if you look up flooring in your area and you scroll just a couple spots underneath the verified local guys next to the map here, you'll see Angie's top 10 best flooring in Crown Point. And then you scroll a little further, there's a HomeAdvisor. Top 10 best flooring companies in Crown Point. So, you know, they're both owned by the same company, which is actually that company is facing a lawsuit right now with the Federal Trade Commission. But what they do is they put their Yeah, I could send you the link for that. Here, let me just do that.
Yeah, if you could, I wouldn't mind reading it.
Yeah, I've helped some guys get some money back. They reported them through here. But I don't want to turn the conversation into that. But basically what they're doing is they put themselves on Google, they get the lead, they resell the lead. So maybe they get the lead for $5, they sell it for $20, but they'll sell it to like four or five of you guys, and they'll charge all of you.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lot better just to list yourself independently. You know what you're spending each month. You're on a flat rate. The customers call you directly as a live call, so you're not wasting your time chasing down or disputing lead fees. You know, and you don't got to deal with all the saturation. So it's a lot better quality, a lot higher volume. I'm pretty sure after a month or two of this, you'll leave them if you haven't already.
I'm going for. I have had HomeAdvisor for literally only 2 weeks, and I'm already ready to cancel them. And I've been with Thumbtack for like 15 years.
Yeah, Thumbtack's awesome. Thumbtack's actually part of our directory submission. We give you 60 online directories that are trusted citations by Google. So like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages. Those are all there. You have Bing Local. You have Facebook.
What's a really good one like Thumbtack?
A really good one like Thumbtack? Honestly,
Is there even one?
Yeah, so when we look at the analytics from our accounts, like clients that we work with, Google's obviously number one. About 90% of your calls are going to come from Google. There's 6% comes from Bing. So 96% of your traffic is coming from the two major search engines rather than directories, right? Because those directories got to pay the search engines in order to even come up as a search result when you're looking up things as well.
Exactly.
So Google and Bing are the most dominant. But when you go into directories and social media, Facebook advertising is next, and then Thumbtack. So literally like the top four things you can do, Thumbtack's in the top four. But you're missing three major ones.
That's
what I do
with Facebook advertising. I do do Facebook.
Oh, okay, good.
I do Facebook, so.
Yeah, yep, Facebook
that was my...
Well.
Yep, that's what, yeah. It does. I do well with it.
Yeah, well, in your industry, you know, people are going to...
It's a little different.
Yeah, you know, most of the time people don't go to Facebook, I think, looking for a contractor, but what it does is it has like a remarketing strategy where if they've looked it up before, it does kind of like push your information to them, not just when they're doing the current search. So that's pretty convenient, but people go to Google and Bing, they search with intent, you know. Usually I'm not looking for a flooring contractor on Google for fun. I'm actually looking for somebody to help me with
that. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's why it has so much better success. And then obviously if they call you or have a call to action and you answer, you know, the conversion rate on that's like 90% on the live calls. If it takes you more than an hour, it's like 50%. But then if it goes beyond a day, the numbers drop a lot. So something to be mindful of if you do decide to move forward.
As far as response time?
Yeah, we ask that you be responsive to phone calls and emails to our company and your customers, you know. That's a huge thing.
And that goes with any platform you're really involved in like that or any type of thing. As far as a business owner, you almost want to respond right away anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to miss your opportunities. But that's also how Google became the most dominant search engine is usually people find what they're looking for the first time they search. They don't have to sit there for an hour looking for things usually, you know. They usually get on the phone with guys pretty quick. So I sent you a link to the pricing page. Did you get that?
All right.
Okay. You know, when you pull it up here, there's a package that I'm going to approve for you. I'm going to apply some discounts as well, called the New in Business Credit. Help get the pricing down a bit while still knocking out the site and everything for you. Here, let me send you a website example too. Where's the my site and give you a custom website design. There we go. Now you'll see some big numbers when you scroll past our Google Partner badge and look at the pricing structures.
All right.
You see them? It's big numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two things that Tara asked me to do. One was to put you on a platinum package bundle. That's the local SEO plus Facebook ads. You're already doing Facebook ads, right? You don't want to outsource it?
I mean, I was. So what would be the difference, like, if I were to do it for you guys and me not doing it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a weekly posting. They run promotions there, so they set up promotions. Obviously, we pick your brain on everything. It'd be similar, except for we have a meta analytics. So it's kind of like Google Analytics, but it lets us see, like, what's being searched the most in your industry. That way we're not guessing so much on how we're listing or what we need to list you for in order to maximize your dollars and cents on there. So of the campaign with the discounts, I mean, only about $100 would go to that monthly unless you increased it. What are you spending on it right now?
I would say that's probably about what I'm spending right now is right around, I'd say between $75 and $100.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, what I could do is I could put you on this platinum package bundle. It's advertised at $5.99. It comes with the Facebook ads as well as the optimized landing page, which would be the custom website design to go along, obviously, with the Google Places, Bing Local, and all the popular directory submissions that we discussed. I can put you on that package for $2.99. on a month-to-month basis, so that's about half the traditional rate. And then Tara also asked if I could waive the setup fee for you, which I'll approve. So basically what that means for you is if you come on board today, it would be $2.99 out the door, and then each month moving forward, it would stay $2.99. You'd be grandfathered in at that pricing structure for as long as you choose to use our services. Now, the only way this goes up ever is if you called me and you're like, hey, John, I want to go, you know, 50 miles. Outside, you know, the 25 miles, you know, it's great. you know, everything is going well, 30 miles going well, but, you know, I hired some guys, I want to expand. Okay, so now we got to run Google Ads or do Google Guarantee. That's the only way we can get you showing outside of this local listing or this local service area.
I was going to ask you next what Google Ads is for, necessarily, because I have been hearing, obviously with all the research I've been doing the last couple weeks,
yeah.
I have been seeing, you know, that's interested me.
Yeah, I mean, we're a Google partner, so obviously I'm going to endorse all Google products, but if you're a starting company, I would say at this moment in time, it would probably be a little unnecessary, right? Google Ads, it's pay-per-click, so sometimes you wind up paying per clicks that don't turn into leads necessarily, kind of like paying per lead, right? The click might be $1,
yeah.
$3. You know, clicks don't necessarily mean calls all the time. You know, sometimes they just look at it. And then that's only, I only recommend that for people that want to cover more than what this local listing's already knocking out. So what I always recommend is start like this. There's no cookie cutter way for every business to be successful. We have to customize the marketing strategy and monitor it. And then over time we fine tune it. And then once we got it fine tuned and we know it works for you, then I would recommend expanding rather than, you know, just throwing a bunch of money at the wall and seeing what sticks. If that makes sense.
Exactly. Completely respect that. Okay. Yeah, I'm on board.
Okay. So what I got to do, I got to create and verify your Google business profile. You've heard of that before, right? Obviously, right?
I did create like a Google profile, like a business profile, like a week and a half ago, but I haven't done really anything to it.
Okay. They're going to send you a postcard in the mail. We're not going to duplicate it. We'll get access to that one, but we'll clear up any discrepancies. We'll do like a name, address, and phone number audit. And they'll verify it. So verifying it just means they're going to send a postcard to you in the mail. It's got a little 5-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get that red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. And you'll get that little shield that says Google Verified. What's the street address that I could send that to?
409.
Okay.
West Summit Court.
Okay, I found it.
Okay.
I got you. This is 46307?
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is coming back as a residence. Do you want to hide the street address?
Can I do that?
Yeah, we can hide it. It'll still say city, state, and zip, but I'll hide the actual street address.
That's what I did. That's actually exactly how I did it. I just took the house number off. Because what I'm actually going to do right now, I think small term, because I have a pretty big lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually going to build a pole, like a big pole, like almost like a small house behind my house.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually going to run like an office. It's going to be like a 2-car garage with an office and everything. And that's actually where I'm going to office myself.
Very nice. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously when you cross that, let me send you my number. When you cross that road, you know, give me a call and then I could always, you know, add the address there. So that way they know that there is a location. They could come and sit down with you and, you know, discuss the project.
Exactly. I mean, do you not recommend putting my actual residence address on there?
Usually I don't. You know, it depends. I mean, I honestly didn't even believe you were 35 when I first started talking to you. You sound like a younger guy, but it's possible. You know, if you got kids. You sound like you got youth, man. You got the fountain of youth. if you have kids and stuff, I always tell people, like, hey, don't put your address up there. You might have some random person just pulling up to your house without even contacting you. You know, they kind of assume when the address is there that it's a brick and mortar and they could just pull up there and talk to you in person.
True.
Yeah.
Understandable.
But on the other hand, I'm also, like, pro-Second Amendment, and if it's just you, then, you know, hey, tread at your own
risk. I'm so second
time. Yeah, I'm like, it's kind of dangerous to pull up to my house unattended, but, you know, go ahead.
Completely can relate.
You know, we invited you here. What are you doing? It's completely up to you. That's just kind of why I ask. You know,
absolutely.
So
let's just keep it like that then without it. That's how I did it when I did it online. So, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And if you ever want to change it, it's changeable too. So if you do, if you do get the office, you know, in the back and you got that all set up, just give me a call. I can always switch it at any time. It take me a couple
seconds. Okay. Well, like, all right. So like, if I put when I do build the office, I was joking around with my fiance. Like, if I wanted to, can I put my own number like up on there? Like, 410 or like 410 if there's
A separate address. Well,
could I put like 409.5?
Well, the address is only registered if they were there at the time that Google drove by. So that the Google Maps and the Google satellite. So
for I build the outbuilding, just because, you know what I mean? I'll have the outbuilding. It'll be
It's been like 4 years since they've done satellite images from your location. Yeah, so I don't know. It just depends on when they drive by.
And I'm seriously considering within the next 5 years possibly getting a small store in Crown Point anyway, so we'll see what happens.
Sometimes it's an unnecessary expense, though. If you just build up your reputation and you have all the credibility, usually they'll give you a call and you could come out to them. You're not usually, you know, having them come to you. Yeah, you're going to have to actually see the project in order to properly quote them anyway.
Absolutely. That was more or less if I take the route where I want to start, like, having flooring distributors, you know, if I wanted to start selling flooring, you know what I mean?
Those are great long-term goals. You should definitely, like, figure out a way to delegate and emancipate yourself and go on some vacations and enjoy, you know, family. I took my family to Hawaii last month. It was the greatest thing. I was just like, you guys are going to do this for the week. You guys are going to do this for the week. I'm shutting my laptop off. I'm not even bringing it with me. Don't ask. Goodbye. It was the best thing ever.
Oh, man.
It was so needed, yeah. Because I didn't go on a vacation at all last year, and so my wife was just kind of like...
Okay. Yeah. That's what we're going on, basically. We went on, like, 2 the year before, but we didn't do anything this year, and I'm already getting antsy for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's necessary to just kind of sit down and reset and, like, not think about those things, you know? I mean, obviously, if you're a dad, you know, it's still... Vacations are different than what they used to be, you know. I couldn't just go get plastered. I still got to drive the kids around and, you know, car seat here and jump on an airplane here. So different types of distractions.
Yep, I can relate.
Yeah, it's good to get away.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, the work never stops.
All right. All
right, sorry about that.
So, you're fine.
I'm going to send you everything in writing. Okay, so you're going to get, because of the discounts that I applied, you're going to get the invoice receipt as well, because this is a write-off. What's the email address for your business where I could send everything?
rjdrhm02 @gmail.com. And I was thinking of starting a business email. I was just waiting to see if I did a website for, you know what I mean? I don't know how that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, there's G Suite, actually, where you can get, like, a Google tracking number, your own custom email if you want. So it could be, like, Robert@Durham, customconstructiondesign.com, you know.
What I was thinking of doing.
Yeah, G Suite, I think it's separate. I always tell guys it's a lot easier and almost better if you set it up on your own terms. But if you want us to do it, they do charge $12 a month for that service. Like, even if you just jumped onto Google and opened up your own G Suite. So, we wouldn't charge you anything extra other than the actual, like, cost of it, which would be $12 more.
Yeah.
Is that something that you want? Do you want us to set it up?
I can do it.
Yeah,
I mean, what do I do?
Yeah, we can always just swap out the email. Just say, hey, I switched my email. You can always text or call me and just say, hey, I got the G Suite. I want to use this email. And if you get the tracking phone number, you know, we can always swap out the phone number as well.
So what's the deal with so you get a phone number as well?
Tracking numbers are pretty cool. Yeah, you could put whatever number you want up there. It'll still forward to your phone, but what it does is it kind of has like a caller ID system on it. So people know, so you'll know when that phone number is being dialed. So, like, let's say you only had it hooked up to, like, your Google, your Bing, and your Facebook. Well, you know every time that rings that that's a prospect from those platforms. You know? So it helps you separate it from everything else. Yeah, and then you can change the number in your caller ID on your phone to, like, potential client. You know what I mean? So that way when it rings, you know, hey, this might be a customer.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, and then the G Suite will save their information. So your caller ID will always come across as, like, potential prospect. But if you go to your G Suite or your Google Analytics tracking system that we provide for you as well, it'll save, like, their number, their name, what keyword they looked up, what zip code they searched from. And if they use the mobile device on the mobile platform and they click to call you, it'll actually have a full recording of the conversation. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's super helpful. I always tell my guys, like, if you're new to sales, definitely listen to those calls and hear yourself, you know, hear what you sound like when your customers first talk to you and kind of fine tune that.
Oh, yeah.
Intro. Yeah. It really
Absolutely.
Helps.
Absolutely. That's smart.
Yeah. And you know exactly, how to approach people instead of, what is it? Oh, it's not you, honey. Oh, sorry. I thought you were my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So I got most of the business profile set up. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
So I was doing during the week, I was doing seven, I think I have it 7 to 5, or 7 to 5:30. Well, not like, not, all right. So I'm open to take calls, obviously, after hours of working.
Uh-huh.
How do you think I should set that up?
Well, I mean, what I like is always having the opportunity there. You know, if there's somebody there, especially when you're just starting out, you know, you don't want to miss them. Cause,
did I just say 24 hours?
Yeah, I would say open availability because, you know, the guys that are actually
yeah.
going to be able to afford you got jobs too, you know, and they're probably not
yeah,
going to
exactly.
call you until they're sitting down with their wife discussing what they're going to go with.
Absolutely.
you
Let's
know?
Do that.
So, all right, I'll put open availability. And we could always switch this too. So that's the good
okay.
thing about this listing. So it's like if you change your mind and you're like, hey, these people are calling me at 10 o'clock, make sure I don't get called at 10, I could always switch
yeah.
it.
But I can always call them back in the morning too if they leave a voicemail if it's that late. So why
yeah, they don't even
customer?
Have to. Yeah, they don't even have to leave a voicemail. It'll go to your tracking system regardless. So you'll still have their number. And
okay.
You can circle back with them when you're available.
All right.
And then, do you have a logo or like examples of work that you've done in the past that we could use for your website?
I have a ton of photos. Yeah, absolutely. I was
awesome.
What I was using for like right now. I had like a. emblem like DCC, like I had made, you know, like made, like formatted.
Uh huh.
So it was like, I don't know. Do you recommend having like a really nice, like I have some really nice work I've done, like some really elegant pieces of like.
We want that. Yeah, we want to build a portfolio on your .com because the custom website that I'm giving you instead of just like the regular
yes.
websites. So yeah,
how
would I
go about sending all my photos over for that?
That email that I just texted to you.
Oh, okay. Hold on one sec.
Photos at localsplash.com.
All right.
I sent you an example of the website. Yeah, no, it's photos at localsplash.com for the email. But you also have, like, my direct number and extension if you ever want to change anything on the account. And then I also put
okay.
in, like, a website example in there. I sent you the link for the FTC, the Home Advisor stuff, and then the pricing page.
Do you want me to send you a photo for just the front real quick?
Well, actually, yeah, so the photos at Local Splash email is a company-wide email, so it doesn't come straight to me. Like, I'm only logged into my work email right now, but it does go to the company, and your phone number and your email is affiliated with your business profile, so they'll know it's you, and they'll know what site it's for. I just wouldn't be able to open it up and view it at the moment. But we do say...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, send in as many photos as you can, as well as the logo, and then obviously moving forward with new jobs, you want to continue to send those in, because we're also going to be uploading those to Facebook, your Google Business Profile, Bing, yeah, and so all the directories are actually going to get updated with photos, too. We're hosting all of them.
Okay, now, regarding the reviews, I can just go on to Google, copy that link, and send it to my customers, right?
Yeah, but there's that's already kind of pre-done in your tracking system. So the tracking system
okay.
comes in the form of a downloadable app also. I'm going to make sure that you get access to that. I'm going to send over the YouTube video with your login credentials too to show you how to use it. But you can go in there and like when you're in your truck leaving, you could literally like request review and then plug in their phone number and it'll send them already like the link to your Google Business Profile. Because Google has verified reviews, so the only way they can actually write the review and it sticks is if they're logged into their email. Usually most people are already logged into their email on their mobile device, especially if they have like an iPhone or Android. So that's the most convenient
okay.
way, you know, to get reviews in real time is you just plug in their number and send them that link, and then they can just type it out, hit the 5-star, and, you know, bam.
Cool.
Hopefully
awesome.
It's 5-star. If you do start getting a bunch of bad reviews, we have review monitoring. It's in our best interest to kind of keep your reviews looking as good as possible so that way your customers keep coming in and you keep using us every month. But you know, if it gets really bad to a point where we can't even save you, then you know, he might be like, hey, you know, keep your money. You drop the ball. We're going another way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've had to do that before, though. You know, I had, especially during the pandemic, you know, some people were like, I'm going to wear a mask. Some people are not. And then they're getting in fights with homeowners. And I'm like, man, these guys are gonna, supposed to pay you at the end of the day. What are you doing? You know? And it's just turning.
Oh,
into,
I could see.
Yeah. I've only had to do that like 2 or 3 times in like 10 years. But it's not fun. Kind of sad, actually, because their listings can get suspended too, and then they have to go through like this whole like re-verification, rebranding process, change your name and everything.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because I mean, once it sticks and you do something really bad, it definitely sticks. And then like Google guarantee stuff too, so you know, you got to remember it, having a lot of exposure could be really, really good. It could also be really bad. You know, I obviously shouldn't be saying that, but it's the truth. You know,
I completely understand what you're saying, though. I understand.
Yeah. You could shoot yourself in the foot if you're not really like taking care of people. So, I don't think it'll be a problem with you, but just throwing that.
No, I completely agree.
Yeah. They could be good. And I don't think they would have qualified you for the placement in the first place if they thought it would be an issue. All right. So, I have your business profile created, and I've submitted the PIN verification. The PIN verification takes about 5 to 7 days to receive. It's going to take us about 7 to 14 days to get your site and your Google listing up and running. So I just want to be transparent with you. The first couple of weeks, it's just going to be like client interview, building your site, PIN verifying you, and optimizing everything. So it's all the legwork on it.
Absolutely.
Okay, but it's worth the wait.
Okay.
You know, once you're up there, the calls start flowing in, and I'm pretty sure the first project we get you should offset the cost for a few months at a time with this discounted pricing structure. So
I'm pretty excited about that, to be completely honest, because Home Advisor, because I had such good success with Thumbtack,
mm-hmm.
but I was still kind of like wanting to get away from paying for lead. Still, you know what I mean, in a sense?
Yeah, I hate pay per lead. Paper leads so saturated. I don't want anybody touching my leads but me. Just have them call me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just call me directly. And that's what they need. Like, you don't need a third party in between there, you know, asking them about the project, you know. They're like, I just want to talk to you.
And I sell myself so well. Like, whenever I get those, I hate compete. Like, if I just get the calls, I already know when I go meet the customer, 99% of the time I'm nailing the job.
Yeah, just how you sound and a little bit of, like, talking to you, I would definitely hire you, you know? When you're like, oh, yeah, I got kids, I'm 35, I'm like, okay, he sounds youthful, he sounds like he knows what he's doing, old enough to have experience, but sounds youthful enough to get the job done.
Exactly. Like I said, I was only out of high school for a month, and I got into the Carpenters Union, so.
Wow. Yeah, it's not really cool what you're doing. That's half your life already at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, definitely. And I was just like, I wanted to get more of like the people that wanted the full, you know, were serious people that were looking, like you were saying, you know, going on Google. You know, people are usually just think they want to, you know, move forward with something. So that's exactly what I was
saying. Searching with intent is what we call it. You know, how many intented searches are being done?
I've got a lot of customers, and like for instance, like I've got one friend that's a builder, and I've got a friend that's a couple friends that are realtors, and my realtor friends were just asking, you know, okay, can you send me a website so that way I can put it on my contractor form for like, and I only have my Facebook page, so it's like I really just wanted to step up and make myself that next level professional, you know.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We'll fill all the holes as far as the online advertising and marketing is concerned. We just obviously got to have you be responsive and do what you do best and knock out those jobs. And as long as you continue to, you know, provide customer service and do what you do best, I mean, I have zero doubts that this is going to turn into a long-term business relationship. And that makes me happy because that's the goal. We're not just looking for somebody that's going to build for 1 month and build them a website and they're gone. You know, we're looking for people that
exactly.
You know, grow a relationship with, grow their business, and be working with them long-term. So I think this would be
absolutely.
A good thing. All right. So we do need to set up a client interview, okay? So a client interview is usually about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule looking like today?
I would say if we wanted to, we can do it today.
Yeah. I mean, I have like a 3 to 4 slot, and I have a 5 to 6 slot available.
Let's do 5 to 6.
5 to 6? Okay. Let me go ahead and lock in. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'm also going to have it send you a text message, like an automated message, 1 hour before. Okay. All right. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. Respond to that message. Absolutely. I could always reschedule, but I want to get it knocked out.
Yep.
All right.
I'm ready.
1 second. Boom. And it's rjdrhm02@gmail.com.
Yes. M as in mom.
Yep. Yeah, I got it. Okay. Boom. Let me save. Invite all guests. Bam. Bam. Okay, and then client interview, invite all guests. All right, perfect. I have that there. All right, perfect. All right, and then I'm just adjusting your billing. Give me 1 second here. You know, platinum, 299. Let me waive your setup fee for you. Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment, Robert, how did you want to do that?
We can do it with my debit.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Let me go grab it. I think it's a Master. I'm going to grab my wallet real quick. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's Master, but let me just double check.
Okay.
Master.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay, Robert Durham. And is there any middle initial on the card?
Not on the card.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as your street address that we're sending your Google PIN to? Okay.
Yes, 409 West Summit Court.
West Summit Court. Okay, perfect. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5108 0502 0502 0579 0753 1343.
Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
08 of 25,
and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
007.
Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, there is a security question affiliated with your account in case you're contacted by our company and you want to verify that it's actually one of our representatives or vice versa. If you call in or somebody calls in and it doesn't sound like you, you know, we'll ask them to verify the security question before making any changes to your business profile. So you have 3 options. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city I was born in.
Okay. And what city were you born in, Robert?
Chicago Heights.
Chicago Heights. Oh, let me remove the capital.
Illinois.
Here. Has me, like, verify. What happened? Why is it not... Oh, it doesn't want me to put the space. Hold on 1 second. There we go. Why does it say answer does not match?
I have a feeling it's going to be way better than dealing with paying for leads.
Yeah, 100%. Those guys are basically, it's like if you do this and then you turn around and you sell the lead to like 5 people. Which I don't recommend. In real life, you do that, you get punched in the face, but.
Yeah, exactly. You know what makes me upset, too, is, like, you get some people that, like, all right, for instance, it hasn't happened a lot, but it just happened to me yesterday. And I'm fine, you know, against paying for a lead. But as long as you respond and give me an opportunity to be competitive and submit a proposal, at least. Now, what I don't like is if, like, yes, 2 days ago I had one that came in. It was over $200,
uh-huh.
And the guy didn't even
respond. For one lead?
For one lead.
Jesus.
And the guy didn't even respond. Didn't even respond. I replied to him within 5 minutes, through thumbtack, through his phone number, sent him my business page, sent him review, you know, screenshots, everything, reached out, even did it the following morning. And I sent it in, obviously, the Thumbtack requesting a refund because I think it's, you know, obviously that you should get refunded if they don't even reply to you.
Yeah.
But stuff like that, you know, I'm like.
That was through Thumbtack, that one?
That was through Thumbtack. So usually they'll refund you for something like that.
Yeah, usually Thumbtack's better about it. Home Advisor is usually not. Home Advisor and Angie's List, they say, oh, you can dispute it, but they almost never refund their guys. That's actually a rare one that I hear from Thumbtack, but now that I think about
it,
Thumbtack, yeah, they're really good about getting it back. Like, I'm almost 100% positive you'll get that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and as long as, I'm pretty sure I will, too.
Just you just have to be on top of it. You can't be one of those guys that's like, oh, you know, I lost out on it, no big deal, because they will obviously keep it and, like, not say anything.
Exactly. You just got to show that you responded right away, gave another opportunity the next day right away.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gone through some crazy things with those. Like, I've had to actually, my dad has a company also that he maintains outside of this. Technically, I'm the owner, but I help him with everything. Just keeps him busy.
Right.
But I've screenshotted it. Like, I've called this number like 20 times. He called this number like 20 times. It doesn't go anywhere. It's like dead, you know? Like,
yep,
he tells you the phone number is disconnected, you know, and then they'll try to dial it and then they'll just reimburse you right there, you know? So,
exactly.
You just have to be on it and like actually get somebody on the phone rather than going through all their automations, like press one, press zero.
Exactly.
Give me a human. He needs to understand I'm getting messed over right here. Yeah. But Thumbtack is still going to be better than Angie's and Home Advisor. Like, those guys, what I don't like about their system is they'll sell the lead to five people. So, like, if you get the lead, you might be jumping all over it when you just got it. But somebody got it 2 hours ago. Somebody got it two hours before you. Yeah, there's, like, a time lapse. And there's a delay in between when they receive the information and when they give you the information, you know?
There's a time lapse?
Too? Yeah, there's like a delay in
I
when they receive. Yeah, because the customer fills out the form and submits it. Then once they submit it, an agent there will contact them, kind of get some feedback, and then they'll determine what they think the lead is worth. Then they'll dispatch it. But in the meantime, that customer could have already like talked to three or four other people on Google before one of them
That's
starts calling
so
them back.
True.
Yeah, and you guys are paying $75, $50 a lead, you know, for these guys. So
it's
a lot better to just list yourself independently. You're not getting nickeled and dimed, so you won't ever have to dispute leads with us. Yeah, you'll know exactly
what's
going on, and you don't have any extra charges popping out of left field. So,
exactly.
So I have your profile created. I do have to voice verify you. So the voice verification is an added form of protection that we're going to send you in writing with your receipt because of the discounts that I applied. So this is going to go over that, and then we'll have you sign off on it. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Durham Custom Construction and Design.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Robert Durham, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Durham Custom Construction and Design today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but like I was mentioning earlier, you got like 90% conversion on live calls, so try to be mindful of the live calls while you're doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
I mean, it's just best off to respond right away, answer the phone, and try to get to them as soon as you can.
Yeah, it's just good practice. Yeah, it's just good practice to try to be responsive in any business. You know, last thing you want is a $10,000 job falling through the cracks because You know, you had your phone on during Valentine's Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, not that it's going to be an issue today. It's not going to be an issue today, but it's, it definitely can happen. You know, it, sometimes it, you have like a, 60-second to 2-minute window to really make, you know, X amount of money. It could be 20, 30, 40 grand. You know, you don't know, but if you don't answer the call, you'll never find out. So you got to be responsive.
Yes, sir.
So it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes. I mean, and what does that, I mean, what does that entail exactly? Like, if I
No, we know what you're currently doing. Like, we know what you're already using. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, let us know, because we don't want you to pay for something that we're already doing. You know, it's a waste of money. Or duplicate them. You know, you can only have one person managing your Google business profile. Let's say you went and got Townsquare, for example, like you were saying, the SEO company, and then they start trying to log into your Google business profile and make changes. Well, Google verifies everything. You know, it's like an AI system. So when you make a change to your Google business profile, they flag us. They're like, hey, what's going on? Can you verify this information before it's actually posted and put in front of a customer? You know, so your account will actually be like put on hold, like suspended. So we would rather you, just let us know what's going on, so that way we can make sure you're not like paying for anything additional or duplicating anything or causing those discrepancies.
Okay, now let me ask you this. I don't really think there's really any more steps as far as I need to really take as far as
presence. Yeah. I put you on a platinum bundle for a reason. You know, we like having everything under one roof. That way I don't have to be like, oh, hey, Rob, can you tell your website guy to change this? Sorry, my brother's name's Rob. Yeah. I don't know if you go by Rob. Sorry.
Fine. No one calls me. I'm RJ, so I have Robert Jr., so it's RJ.
Okay, RJ, sorry. Yeah, my brother, I always call him Rob.
That's fine.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
Not a problem at all.
Sometimes he doesn't, or doesn't like it, you know? I don't know. He's weird.
Yeah. It's just, I think of my dad, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're Rob,
Junior. That's my dad's name.
Yeah.
I'm Robert Jr.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, no, I just always have called him that since we were kids, and then when I was really little, I couldn't say his name properly, so I used to call him Rocker. Like,
that kind of friend's name, Robert, you said?
No. My brother is my best friend. Yeah. He was my
best man
at my wedding. Yeah, and my brother
there
and my
best
friend. The same person. Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing.
Yeah. We kicked the crap out of each other growing up. He's actually 5 years older than me, but I got like the bulk of the muscle, so we used to like beat each other up, and then once it got to an age where he can't beat me anymore, we just became best friends.
I can relate. My brother and I are the same exact way. I'm the older brother, though.
Oh, okay.
He's like 6'2". I'm like 5'9" and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And then I beat the shit out. You know, taller. Beat him up as we were kids, but he got so much bigger as he grew up.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So I think we had the fight to end all fights when we were like, he was 21 and I was 16 at the time. And, I remember he bumped me and like just coming down the hallway, like some petty kid stuff, but he always beat up on me. We shared a room growing up. And so he would like throw me off the top bunk to wake me up for school in the morning. Like I could go on and on, but, he bumped me down, coming down the hallway, and I just let him have it. Like, I don't know. I was just fed up. I was already, like, playing football in high school, feeling all strong, you know, lifting weights. So I just let him have it and just started wailing on him, and then he had a black eye for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dad was probably like, I told you it was going to happen eventually.
Oh, yeah. My dad always told him that, you know. My dad told, since we were kids, they're like, dude, he's letting you get away with it. He's being nice, you know, because I had two sisters, too, so I was kind of taught to keep my hands to myself, but I was always into, like, martial arts and football and contact sports, you know. I was really interested in that, but I don't know. He just kind of would warn him, and then all of a sudden it happened, and my dad didn't do anything. He was like, what do you expect, you know? You beat up on him for 16 years. He had enough.
absolutely.
Yeah, so it's cool though. He's my best bud now. My mom passed in 2010, and it just kind of made us even closer. So
hard to hear that. Yeah, I understand. But sometimes those things can, you know, do that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's kind of crazy too because he had two boys and I have two boys, so it's really nuts.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. So we got together on the Super Bowl, and you know, our two youngest are only a month apart. Yeah, so they're just going at it.
That was just my next question.
What? Oh, my kids? I have a I have a 3-year-old who will be 4 in June, and then I have a 1-year-old that'll be 2 in April. Or at the end of April.
You got some little ones right now. Yeah.
Yeah, we went back to back, and then I'm pretty sure we're not having any more. But
that's a cool way to do it, though. I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. She got really healthy. My wife's, we're kind of gym nuts, and she got really healthy. Okay. And I was like, this is a good stretch to, you know, if we're gonna do it, you know, you're kind of at your peak, so might as well just knock it out. So. She went through two years of pregnancy, and now I just give her the card and don't say anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, it's all boys. Like, whatever you want, go ahead. You know, me and them can hang out. And, yeah, so
it's all girls in my house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good and bad, though. I kind of miss it. I think we're rubbing off on my lady where she's getting kind of, like, tough. And I'm like, you need to... You need to control the environment. Yeah, you need to lighten the mood up a little bit. I come in here, it's rough. These boys throwing stuff around. Some days it looks like she just gave up. Like I come in there and she's just on her phone and they're like bouncing off the walls, like throwing stuff. I get it, you know. When you're alone with the two of them, it's nuts, but it's fun.
Oh yeah, boys can be a little crazy too.
Yeah, the girls are smarter. I feel like. I kind of miss that part of it. And my sister has daughters, and my nieces will, like, they're like 10 now, but they text me out of the blue, you know. Hey, Uncle Johnny, how you doing? I love you, you know. I'm like, oh, my son's like, don't give a crap. They can care less, you know. Like,
I would say that's a little bit of difference with the girls. They give you like that. It's a different kind of scenario, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're more of a tougher love with the boys sometimes.
Oh, 100%.
You know, you know, 100%. Like, you know, when girls come up to you and hug you and stuff, it's like,
Yeah. My boys make me feel guilty all the time. I'm like, why do you make me do this? Like, it's my job. I have to discipline you. And then you're putting me in a position. Yeah. I don't want to do this. But you don't stop. Like,
exactly. So, I know.
Like,
I can
breaks your heart, but you have to do
that
it.
Feeling.
Yeah. It's tough being a boy dad, because I just want to hug on him and be all lovey to him, and then I'm like, man, this is going to make him soft. The last thing the world needs is a bunch of soft men. You know, it's already what we're dealing with right now. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
He's going to go to school, and the school's going to tell him it's okay to be a girl. I'm really going to lose it.
Yeah. Everybody's a winner.
Yeah. Anyway, we're still on this voice verification recording, RJ. Sorry. It's okay. So let me just get through this part. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 14, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, but that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website designed for you at no extra cost that I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign as part of a new in business credit. When the term is completed, your agreement will renew each month on the 14th day, but you'll keep the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We do ask if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I went through that kind of quick. Did you have any questions or anything?
No.
Okay. All right. No. And then it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and a welcome text message. I'm going to process the payment now. The text is loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. The email is also going to contain a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system, a link to the downloadable app, and a 7-minute YouTube video that will show you how to use your account dashboard and tracking system. It says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager. If you have any questions or you want to make changes, please contact your account manager. Then it has my number and extension. My number and extension is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us, as well as I think I already sent it over to you. There is a 24/7 customer service department available to you as well. So if it's after 6 o'clock Central Time, you just hit extension 1 and there's always a representative that'll be able to assist you.
All right.
All right. Then that concludes the voice verification. Did you have any other questions, comments, or concerns regarding the voice verification?
No.
Okay. Let me go and turn this off. Sorry. I don't know. I just, me and you, it's bad. Oh,